Now the great monarch of England's bright splendor doth shine over Europe like Jove in his throne, makes France to the empire and Spaniards surrender the peace and the plenty of what is their own. The Turk and the Teclites thereby are o'erpowered and crushed by the conduct of Christian strong arms. Such successful blessing the heavens have showered. The Turks and the Tartars are lost in the storm. Great Charles and His Highness, they bravely have conquered our pretended Protestant Turks of the race of Hasrig Bradshaw and Tapsky, who scampered and left his disciples to hang in disgrace. With politic prudence and mercy they've turned the scheme of the kingdom as it was before. The saucy, proud presbyter formerly scorned are forced to their sovereign to whine and adore. Come, brave, daring Tories, that's warlike affected, both offspring of Mars and delights in a drum, at which the fanatics are vexed and affrighted, where none but heroic brave souls are to come. At Putney you'll see His Brave Highness restored, chief general by land as well as by sea. His merits deserving, the gods have implored that none but the right in succession should sway. Great Charles, more than Caesar, an army hath raised to protect his friends and keep rebels in awe, not to be dismantled at Parliament pleasure. We'll make those damned Hotspurs allegiance to know. The hautboys and trumpets sounds tantara-ra-ra, the colours to flourish, drums beat dub-a-dub. Each loyal commander his soldiers doth cherish, they'll make Jack Presbyter fly from his tub. No theatre, opera, nor garden of pleasure can equal the harmony of English camp. Three kingdoms' protection and monarch's chief treasure, a terror to our English Turks of same stamp. Our Newcastle rebels and Scotch apprehended must lay by their hopes of raising the crowd. Rumbold now taken shall be recommended with Argyle on gibbet as high as a cloud. The guards and militia in real emulation, each soldier deserving commissioner's place. Their souls are aspired above elevation, and every commander Achilles' grace. The king and the duke and prince are triumphant with loud acclamations and trophies of joys. To see proud opposers subdued that were rampant, with huzzas let's drink their health, Tory boys. All that in warlike discipline delighteth, pray for the success of the Christians' arms, and for all that contributes to pay those that fighteth in the holy wars and their duty performs, and those that discovered the last plot in Scotland, wherein Stirling Castle was to be surprised, and for the preservation of peace in old England, and let those be hanged that trims in disguise.